Ah, here it is. The famous Office of the Customs. It was built in the 18th century, and you will understand very well that it is normal to be found with customs here at Saint-Jean. At that time, our city finds itself in the commercial access between Montreal and the large cities of the east of America. On the other hand, before being a customs house, this building was Mott's Hotel, held by Ephraim Mott, who was a very active man in the city, and who maintained the ferry boat between Iberville and Saint-Jean. It is in this hotel that the patriots Pierre-Paul Desmarais and François-Joseph d'Avignon were brought after their arrest in 1837. Ah, if only walls could speak. The Street of Richelieu was formerly called Front Street. It was the witness of two large fires, but especially the second one, which devastated 50% of the street in 1876. After the fire, they rebuilt the street by widening it, and with new buildings giving an aspect of the modern main street for the time. With an opera house, the St. John's Opera House, we presented theatrical plays, singing and musical comedies. All that remains of the opera house today are some red and black benches which can be found in front of the organ at the St. John's Evangelist Cathedral, a place which will be part of our tour in a little while. With commercialization, Saint-Jean boomed with inns, hotels, trades, banks, and even its own beer factory in 1850. Still today, we find several restaurants and bars, making a vibrant and interesting nightlife in the city. Now follow me. We will descend on east of the Richelieu Street until our next stop, the Public Place.